Blog Talk Radio.
Let go healing, breaking.
show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line to help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awake and let go. Come into the
Welcome to the Gold Ring Healing Fountain Show. This is episode 231, and our special guest today is Robert Meagher, and he's going to be speaking about Sacred Attention Therapy Project. And it's great to be back. I was on holiday last week, so I'd like to thank Jivanda for standing in for me. It was great lying on the deck chair in Lanzarote. Anyway, happy birthday to Robert when he comes on. It's his birthday today. And happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody out there, and especially if you've got any Irish blood in you, and I think that includes about 95% of the Western world with Irish blood. Okay then, well, we're going to create a giant circle of love and light, because we're going over to Oregon to join up with Gary. And so are you there, Gary?
I'm here. Hello, John Christie. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Healing Fountain. And we're excited to have Robert Meagher on with us today. And yes, happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. I only have one Irish joke.
Oh, go on,
then. What is Irish and sits inside your back door?
What is Irish and sits inside it? Well...
Patio furniture.
Oh. Well, I think one of my favorite songs of all time was an Irish song, Patrick McGinty's Goat. Do you remember that one?
No.
I should have played it, shouldn't I? Oh, Patrick McGinty's Goat.
I'm Native American. I don't have any Irish. I'm Native American. I mean, just,
yeah, of course. You don't have any Irish. But,
yeah.
No.
Speaking of which, I made this announcement last week, and I'm going to make it because you weren't around last week, and I'm going to repeat the announcement. I have taken a new position at a drug and alcohol rehabilitation treatment center up in Washington, across the river, up into Washington State on the peninsula, right on the beach. It's called Free by the Sea, and I will be the Native American spiritual consultant. So I may not be available to do many shows anymore. Now we'll see how that goes, but it will be on the first of the month that will be happening. And I'll be doing ceremonies, I'll be doing sweat lodges, and helping a lot of young people who are recovering from drug and alcohol addiction, and passing on the spiritual aspect of it, based on the philosophy and the spirituality of the Native Americans. So,
sounds really interesting, Gary.
Yes, so, and I'll be living. Yeah, thank you. I'll be living on site, and I will also have internet connection, so I will still be able to do shows. I'm just not sure exactly what the schedule will be regarding
the first of the month. You mean the first one of every month? Do you think you won't be able to do?
I may not be available to do very many healing fountain shows, so I don't know. I will keep you posted.
Oh,
but,
we'll miss you anyway.
Oh, you're
anyway,
like a train wreck.
our loss is their gain, right?
Anyway, I guess so.
It's time for our worldwide group hug, because we crossed dimensions and timelines and oceans and everything to connect up as one giant circle with people who call in from Singapore and Spain and Bolivia and everywhere else in the world. And so it's so great to have everybody out there all joining in the circle of light with us. So that's a big group hug there for everybody. And before we actually bring Robert on, we're going to play Now We're Free, Lisa Gerrard. It's one of my favorite songs.
Beautiful. What language is that?
Who knows? It's just such a fabulous song, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Ancient English, maybe? I don't know.
Ah, it's beautiful. Lovely
she's
song.
She's got a
though.
French name, so... Yeah, it is. And
well, maybe it was French.
Do you know, I wasn't really listening to the language. I was just sort of... nearly asleep with the tune there. Love it. And it was from the film, wasn't it? What was it? The what do they call them? They used to fight. What do they call them? Romans, gladiator. Well, they use it in the gladiator film. Is that right? I'm quite sure they did.
The gladiator. Yeah, I think that was.
Yeah, that was it.
Mm. Film. Yeah. With Russell Crowe.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to bring Robert on, and it's his birthday, so happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. I thought he would have been out celebrating tonight, but he's come along to tell us all about the Sacred Attention Therapy Project, and I'm so dying to hear about this.
And I'm celebrating my birthday, dear Jan and Gary, by being here with you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Happy birthday, Robert. Welcome to the
thank
show.
You. Thank you, and happy St. Patrick's Day to both of you and to all the...
Me too. There's a lot of Irish people in Canada as well, aren't there? Although you're in Ottawa, which is probably primarily French-speaking, is that right?
Primarily, yes. But lots of Irish people, and actually I'm told that my name is Irish, part Irish.
Oh, right. Meagher.
Okay.
It's actually... pronounced, I affectionately say in the homeland, it's affectionately pronounced Mar.
Oh.
But here in the part of Canada that I'm living in, it's not a name, especially the spelling of it, that's commonly recognized. So I pronounce it phonetically. That is how it looks, and it looks like Meagher. So that's why.
Oh, yeah.
Pronounce it.
Yeah, I did too. Sorry about that.
That's no problem. Gary, congratulations on your new job.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm humbled to my shoes.
You're well worth the job. I mean, you know, they couldn't have picked anybody better than you, Gary, for that.
Well, I don't know anything about that, but I just remain a hollow bone, and they seem to know that. So it's humbling. It's an honor, and it's kind of scary. So we'll see how all that goes.
Feel the fear and do it anyway. That's my motto.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay, so there you go, Robert. If you want to tell us about the Sacred Attention Therapy Project, you're working with Richard Harvey, who's our special guest next week.
That's right.
To tell us something different about it or whatever Richard's doing in his section of it. Mm-hmm. So do you want to tell us what you do in yours?
I'd be happy to. And Jan and Gary, thank you so much for having me on the show. It's
thank you.
It's an honor, and I'm just delighted to be here to talk about the Sacred Attention Therapy Project. And I have some material to share here, Jan and Gary, but at any point, feel free to jump in with any questions you might have. And I know that there's a chat room, and if there's any questions that come in by the listeners, please let me know, and I'll be happy to contribute there.
Okay, but, yes, we will. Thanks.
But to start out, just to describe in general what the Sacred Attention Therapy Project is, it's an international collaborative effort to bring together a family or a team of therapists, counselors, healers, spiritual teachers, and writers to produce what's intended to be a book explaining the central building blocks and principles in sacred attention therapy. The published work is intended to be for therapists, counselors, healers, spiritual mentors, and alternative and complementary practitioners, as well as students of psycho-spiritual approaches. It's also for anyone who sincerely wants to overcome the limitations of their character and embrace their deepest aspirations and follow their heart and a path to their real potential and freedom, an understanding of their innate capacity, and to help them reveal the way to their deepest, most authentic self. And Jan and Gary, do you think it would be helpful if I talked very briefly about what sacred attention therapy is? I realize
yes,
Richard Harvey,
yes,
he's the founder of Sacred Attention Therapy, and his whole life has been devoted to it. And he'll speak in depth. But I thought before going ahead too much further talking about the Sacred Attention Therapy Project, if I just describe very briefly what Sacred Attention Therapy is.
Yes, please.
By all means. Yes.
This taken from some material that Richard will speak to. Sacred Attention Therapy, or SAT as the acronym spells, it references the etymological meaning of therapy, which is attending to soul. And it's a new paradigm in psychological and spiritual growth and development. And as we've mentioned, it's based on the work of psycho-spiritual psychotherapist and spiritual teacher Richard Harvey and his three-stage model of human awakening. And we've already mentioned that Richard will be gracing and blessing your show this time next week. And in summary, this new paradigm of psychotherapy and counseling is an approach that takes into account the ego-based individual and the desire of the individual to grow or to progress spiritually. It recognizes the fundamental true spiritual nature of humanity and the intense longing for the truth about our real divine state. It involves listening with the whole self to the soul of the other. And what this therapy should always be, or at least always aim at, is to provide that profound depth of healing and reverence which two gathered together can bring about when they're in search of truth. And there's eight pieces of this sacred attention therapy, if I can call them that. There's six core elements, which are family beliefs, life statements, emotional behavior patterns, emotional repression, subpersonalities, and character strategies. And these six core elements all blend and integrate into a term and a dynamic that is unique to Richard Harvey's work, something called the central character dynamic. And the process of forgiveness is fundamental and at the core of the transformation through the central character dynamic into the second and third stages of Richard Harvey's work. But I'll leave it there as an explanation of what sacred attention therapy is, so that yourselves and the listeners have just a brief understanding and appreciation before I go any further with the project information. Any questions, Jan and Gary, up to this point?
Well, I know that you're an interfaith minister and you're going to be doing a beautiful meditation later.
That's right.
But what you're actually doing is integrating scientific things with spirituality, aren't you?
Yeah, it's blending traditional psychotherapy, if we can say psychotherapy is traditional, with the healing spiritual journey that we embark on with people, and it brings the science of therapy and spirituality together, again, to help the person on their journey, to help them grow into authenticity and realize who they truly are, which are divine beings.
Wow.
And if yourselves or anyone is listening is asking themselves, if I became a collaborator, a family member on the project, what writing commitment am I making? And what I want to emphasize as the coordinating editor for the project is each person determines their own writing commitment. So we hope that each person will write the equivalent of a chapter for this intended publication, or they'll collaborate with other persons on the same chapter. The person may wish to write a brief article or a discourse or possibly several articles, but the choice ultimately is up to the contributor. And my role as coordinating editor, in collaboration with Richard Harvey, will be to bring all the material together in a cohesive published work.
Well, that sounds great.
The approach that each collaborator takes to this literary contribution they'll make, it's entirely personal, and it may be experiential, it may be scholarly, where they'll reference other approaches, they'll reference other research, but we encourage as well as illustrations of the contributor's own personal work. And we trust that the project will be a work celebrating human variety differences and richness. And it's important for myself to convey and to pass along and share with anyone who's thinks they would want to be part of this project, is to help the collaborator understand that any contribution of work that they contribute needs to be understood in its context. And by that I mean the goal is a psycho-spiritual therapeutic model that's entirely new, it's innovative, and it's specific to the psychological and spiritual challenges of the 21st century. And these challenges are quite specific. And Richard Harvey, next week, will, I trust, speak to them. But he believes that this is the age of the individual, and that this should be explored and considered to strengthen human development rather than a weakness to overcome. And I'm just going to read something here from Richard, quoting him on this aspect of individuality and it being a strength rather than a weakness. The way to the divine today is an individual way. Spirituality is psychology. This is not to be taken literally, however. I'm merely stating the fact that when we look at human beings struggling with spiritual practice and challenges, the story is essentially one of struggling with their own strengths and weaknesses of the soul and psyche. Healing therapy should be brought back in time to the people, or humanity as a whole, who have been disempowered by professionalization. Sacredness is fast disappearing from our world. Human problems and dilemmas have a spiritual cause at their root. Regardless of an individual's opinion, we are spiritual in our deepest nature, and certainly a therapist should have some spiritual sensibility to be effective in any true sense of the word. So that's just a little passage from Richard, again talking about this reference to it being the age of the individual.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that makes so much sense. And if anybody wants to take a look at your website, it's servingyourjourney.com.
That is my website for my spiritual ministry. The
yes.
website for the Sacred Attention Therapy Project is, as one might guess, www.sacredattentiontherapy.com.
Great.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that does, it makes so much sense, but it sounds to me,
yes.
and I know you're sort of focusing on individuals, but it sounds to me like you and Richard are just two more of the 144,000 people who have reincarnated at this time, especially to help people with the spiritual awakening. And would you say that's true, Robert?
Well, very much so. And it's interesting you bring that dimension into it, Jan, because the priesthood that I was ordained into is called the Order of Melchizedek.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're familiar with that order.
Yes.
But it's thought that it's a great privilege to be here at this time. And that particular priesthood order, a service order of priesthood, in being ordained into that brotherhood and that fellowship, you accept and understand your place here in this time with all of those enlightened beings to help the rest of humanity and be of service at this time.
Well, there is a question. Sorry, Gary. I was just going to say there's a question in the chat room.
Yeah.
Do you want me to ask it, Gary, or do you want to?
Go ahead.
Oh, it's from Starvexer, alias Billy.
Yes.
And he says, are you talking about a celebrate recovery type program, therapy in brackets, used for any addiction or frailties?
Certainly sacred attention therapy could be applied to people living with addictions. As someone who's been blessed by Richard to offer sacred attention therapy, some of the people I'm blessed to work with are living with addictions, and the therapy does work in that domain as well, yes.
Oh, that sounds good. Sounds like you should tap into that outlet as well, Gary.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I've got a lot of experience around addiction recovery, and you know what happens with an addict, someone who's addicted, is they, you know, you become messed up physically and mentally and emotionally. And what's been my experience in the recovery from all that, that seemingly hopeless state of mind and body, my experience around the recovery of all that is straightening out through the spirit. You straighten out through the spirit first, and then the physical and the mental and the emotional follows. And
yeah.
I've seen it over and over again. Spirituality is huge when it comes to recovery. And spirituality, I love your take on it, bringing that into the secular, psycho, and analytical, the club that's been prevailing over the past decades, and how to reintroduce spirituality back into those practices, because that's been huge as well. My mind reflects really quickly back to a book that was written back in the late 70s, early 80s. Now, this is before internet, and the name of the book is called In the Absence of the Sacred. It's written by a man named Jerry Manner, who is also a Native American. And he was talking about how the corporations are rising and removing anything that related to spirit at all. And this was even before internet. Now internet's taken over, and it's gotten really out of hand. So the reintroduction and the re-establishment of spirituality within these medical practices is huge. I love what you're doing.
And Gary, if you've liked what you've heard so far, I really encourage and invite and hope you can be here next week at this time when Richard comes on to talk in great depth about the sacred attention therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Can I share a little bit more about the project, Jan and Gary?
Yes. Yeah, I guess.
Yes, please.
Yeah, I guess.
some might be asking as well what their time commitment would be if they were involved in the project. And as with the writing commitment, that is choosing what one wants to write about, the time commitment is one that the collaborator or the family member would establish for themselves. The task is writing a chapter or a piece, and how much time the individual wishes to devote to the project is completely up to them. We do ask them to participate. We do ask family members to participate in a monthly Skype conference call. And we use these conference calls to provide updates on the progress for as long as the individual is involved in the project. And I'll talk a little bit more about the Skype calls in a minute, but I just wanted to mention that the Sacred Attention Therapy Project, it began last summer in August of 2013, and we anticipate the project will be ongoing for a couple of years. Now, this two-year time frame, it's a flexible proposal because, in a sense, the project's going to take for as long as it's going to take. But we anticipate that committed, inspired collaborators and family members will stay with us in unity for further projects after this initial project is completed. And in that way, some collaborators may choose to spend some months or years or a lifetime with us as we grow this family of people who are interested in writing about this blending of spirituality and therapy. These Skype conference calls that I mentioned, they happen once a month. They tend to last between 1 and 2 hours each. I send out proposed agendas well in advance of the conference calls, and participants are asked to provide input to the agendas. And they're used primarily, as I briefly mentioned, as an opportunity to update the other family members on their progress, and as well to share any challenges and insights they have with other collaborators. And increasingly, the monthly Skype calls have also been one for the practitioner, like myself, Gary and yourself, as well as Jan, if you work in a healing capacity, to come together and talk about your practice and the challenges that you are experiencing, again, all in the context within Sacred Attention Therapy, and the opportunity for Richard to share his years of experience and his approach. And it really becomes a learning opportunity, a blessed learning opportunity for the whole family, as well as an opportunity to discuss the challenges we may be facing or the progress that we're making in our writing the contributions to the project.
Well, that sounds brilliant, doesn't it?
I talk a little bit, if I may, about what might be thought of by some as, what prerequisites do I have or need to have for participation in the project? Because quite often I get asked, what experience do I need to have, or do I need to have completed a course or something like that? And what we want to share is that anyone who's interested in being part of the project, that at a minimum, they should demonstrate an overall understanding of the foundational core elements of the Sacred Attention Therapy model. And just very briefly, those core elements are the family beliefs, life statements, emotional behavior patterns, emotional suppression, subpersonalized character strategies, and the central character dynamic. And the primary method, however, for demonstrating this overall understanding is via personal experiential learning through writings that may serve as their research or as their input to their literary contributions. So what I'm saying is that through their own inner work and exploration of these core elements, that is where their understanding is going to come from. Now, Richard, and I trust when he speaks next week, he'll talk about some of his published works, but his most recent one is Your Essential Self. It's become a workbook Bible of sorts, if I can use that word, for Sacred Attention Therapy, at least in my learning, as well as his previous offering, which is Flight of Consciousness. And there's a library of articles on Richard's website, which, if your listeners are interested, it's www.therapyandspirituality.com. And all of Richard's published works, that is his books as well as his articles, are listed there. So it's another opportunity for people to familiarize themselves with the body of work that is the impetus that's at the core of the Sacred Attention Therapy Project. Now, if a collaborator is already serving or working in a therapy, a counseling, a healing capacity within their own practice, that certainly will be an asset. However, that kind of background is not essential for contribution to the project. What is most essential is their understanding of the core elements through their own personal experience and their own healing journey.
Mm-hmm.
It's not simply, the project is not simply about collaborators writing a piece for a published book to be. It is in part about the collaborator's journey and their experience of their own self-discovery. And that's what we want to come forward in their contribution to the project.
Okay, so that's www.sacredattentiontherapyproject.com if anybody listening in would like to just check that out.
Yeah,
it sounds fabulous.
They'll find all of what I'm speaking about, plus a lot more, on that website. There'll be certainly background material, links to the books and the articles I just referenced that are on Richard Harvey's website, as well as some of the collaborators who are contributing to the project currently are up there, so you can see who's already contributing and see a little bit of background.
Yeah.
About who each of those practitioners are. And if I may mention that currently there's 9 healers, therapists, counselors from around the world. It's wonderful for me. I always feel so blessed when I call into the monthly Skype conference call to know the people from around the world who are participating. And we have participation from Cambridge there in the United Kingdom, Jan.
Well, Cambridge. Pronounce it.
As well as Ireland, Spain, here in North America, in Ottawa, Canada, where I'm calling in from, as well as Niagara Falls. On the west coast of North America, in California, as well as Oregon. So there's a beautiful representation from around the world, and I always get such a thrill when people call in.
Yeah, because it's just brilliant knowing that there's like-minded people in every country of the world, isn't it?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just a real joy for me when I see all the faces pop up and to enjoy the discussion about what we're collaborating on together and what we're building together, and that born out of Richard Harvey's work and this project, the Sacred Attention Therapy Project, born out of his lifelong work.
Yeah, it sounds fabulous.
Yes.
So, that's really good. So I think we'll play a nice little video now, unless you have anything else you want to mention, Robert, before we do the ceremonies.
Nope, that was great, Jan. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was really interesting. And the best of luck with that.
Thank you.
And I'm just going to post a link in the chat room for anybody that wants to click on the video. And we're just going to chill out to this meditational type video before we actually bring you on to do your wonderful meditation.
Thank you, Jen.
Okay, then. So I'll just dive over to the studio and press play on the soundtrack that I've uploaded for people just listening on the radio. So
okay.
I'm going to count you down. Okay, Gary, I've put my heart in.
Okay,
yeah. No,
everyone,
no.
Go ahead and click the link to the YouTube link in the chat room. Pull up the YouTube player and pause the player and mute the sound. And when you've done that, send up a heart in the chat room to let us know you're ready. And Jan Christie, in her inimitable fashion, will synchronize us all and start the video and the audio at the same time. And we'll all experience it at once. So, well, there's my heart, there's Star Vexer's heart, there's your heart, and as the hearts come up in the chat room, go ahead and count us down, Jan Christie.
I will. Okay then, so 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, press play.
I love when she does that.
You're going to miss me, aren't you?
You're going to miss me.
Yes, we are. Right now it's time to light our candles. We light our candles to set our intention. I light mine for world peace and spiritual unity. And also, when we light our candle, we connect with the light of the divine. I've also lit the Nag Champa, which purifies the atmosphere, ready to call in the light, which we're going to ask Patricia Corey to do right now. Thank you, Patricia.
Upon the angel warriors of light, the archangels Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, and Ariel, the ascended masters, the overlighted ones, the Christed extraplanetary and extra-dimensional beings, the inner plane ascension teams, all the light workers of the universe, calling all angels, calling all light beings. We ask to be encircled in an impenetrable blanket of pure white light, holding as a barrier against any energies that are not of the highest order, and serving as an ascension field of light emanating directly from Source. Let us be filled with the food of all souls, that the light be anchored within our beings and into the earth, the Great Mother. Let any energies that are not of the highest intention be transmuted or carried away as is appropriate to their evolutionary pace. Let that brilliance permeate every space, filling the heart, streaming through our divine beings. And let us be grateful for all that is perfect in the universe.
Thank you, Patricia. Now we'll ask Marika to do the mantra. Thank you, Marika. Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our Grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart And as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal or plant you want, by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy, and listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
This guided meditation is commonly known as the middle pillar meditation. I've modified it slightly to focus on the theme of healing through the chakra systems. We'll begin with some deep breathing to relax the body and then proceed through the guided meditation. So to begin, I invite you to sit comfortably and begin to focus on your breath. Connect with what I like to call your tidal breath. That's your breath that's even. Your inhale and your exhale are the same length. Your breath is rhythmic. It's serene and peaceful. If you haven't already done so, feel free to close your eyes if you wish. And stay with your tidal breath for a moment. As you continue breathing, we will begin to relax the body, beginning at the top of our head. Bring your attention to your forehead and your eyes. And as you breathe in, gather any tension that's in your forehead or your eyes. And on your exhale, breathe it out and feel it relax. Bring your attention to your mouth and your jaw. And as you breathe in, gather anything you wish to let go of, and on your exhale, let it go. As you breathe, move down to your throat. And allow your breath to carry away on your exhale any tension that's in that area. And feel yourself continue to relax. Your shoulders and your arms. Allow your inhale to gather any tension that's in that area. And on your exhale, let it out. Your hands and your fingers. Allow your breath to carry away any tension that's in those areas. In your chest, bringing your attention to that area. Allow your inhale to gather any remaining tension, any remaining stress, and on your exhale, just breathe it out. As your body continues to relax, focus on your solar plexus in your abdomen. And allow any tension that's in that area to leave your body as you exhale. As we move down to our hips and our pelvis, gather with your inhale any tension that's in that area and let it go on your exhale. Do the same with your thighs and your knees and your calves. Allow your exhale to continue to deepen your relaxation. And finally, your ankles and your feet and your toes. Allow any remaining tension to just float away with your breath. Allow any extraneous thoughts from your mind to just let them go. Feel a connectedness with nothing. And relax and accept where you are right now, with no judgment. And in this beautiful, peaceful, relaxed state. I invite you to imagine a sphere of white light above your head. And say these words silently to yourself. I am the healing light of the world. And repeat those words to yourself while still keeping the imaginary ball of healing white light above your head. I am the healing light of the world. Now imagine there is a pillar of golden light extending from this sphere of white light that's above your head. And this golden pillar is extending down through the crown of your head, your throat, into and through your chest, your solar plexus, abdomen, pelvis, to come to rest at the base of your spine. This is one continuous pillar of golden light running from the top of your head straight down through your entire body, a beautiful golden pillar of healing light. And begin to imagine the ball of white light that's above your head descending along this golden pillar through the top of your head, your crown chakra, and coming to rest inside your head, just behind your forehead, your third eye. And feel the healing energy of this purified white light cleansing your third eye and giving you clear vision. Now begin to imagine this ball of white light moving down the pillar of golden light until it comes to rest in your throat chakra. Feel the energy of this healing white light purifying your throat chakra, giving vitality and truth to your self-expression and life purpose. Begin to imagine this beautiful ball of white light moving down the pillar of golden light until it comes to rest in your heart chakra. And feel the loving energy of this healing white light opening your heart and extending your love to everyone and everything around you. Now be with this imaginary ball of white light as it moves down the pillar of golden light until it comes to rest in your solar plexus, your stomach, the source of your power and identity. And feel the energy of this healing white light strengthening your inner resolve, allowing you to feel strong and full of confidence. Healing white light is moving down the pillar of golden light. It's now coming to rest in your abdomen, just above your reproductive organs, the source of your emotions. And feel the energy of this healing white light calming your emotions and allowing you to rest in peace. The healing white light is continuing its journey downwards on the golden pillar, and it's now come to rest at the base of your spine, your connection with your Creator and all of creation. And feel the energy of this healing white light grounding you in your physical existence to feel stable and strong. And the middle pillar of golden light is now complete. And using your breath, run the ball of a white healing light up and down the golden middle pillar. Imagine the white ball of light rising up the front of your body and down your back. Allow the light to spread out throughout your body in unison with your breathing to strengthen and protect your field. And continue to repeat this movement of the white healing light in rhythm with your breath, up the front of your body and down your back. And now, starting at your feet, visualize the white healing light rising up in a ribbon that spirals around the outside of your body until it reaches your crown chakra, where again it starts its downward descent through the middle pillar. And continue to repeat this movement of white healing light in rhythm with your breath, spiraling up and around the outside of your body until it reaches your crown chakra, and then down along the middle pillar to the base of your spine. To visualize the white healing light rising up the middle pillar, out through your crown chakra, and then imagine a shower of light surrounding the outside of your body as it descends to the base of your spine. And circulate the healing light in this manner. Starting again at the base of your spine, visualizing the light rising up through your middle pillar, and then showering down around you to the base of your spine. And finally, as the healing white light rises one last time to your crown chakra, spiral the energy back down into your heart center and seal it there for equilibrium and balance. And relax as the sphere of white light and the golden pillar of light fade away. And as I invite you to come back into your body, know that you can be with this healing energy at any time. And begin to feel your life force coming back into your body. feel yourself returning to this physical form. You may wish to begin gently moving whatever body parts you need to bring yourself back into your body. Maybe it's your toes or your fingers, your hands, your feet. Maybe it's a very gentle moving of your head. And continue focusing on your breath. And give yourself a gift of a couple of deep cleansing breaths. Inhale through your nose. And exhale through your mouth. And gently, when you're ready, you can begin to open your eyes. Thank you for sharing that guided meditation with me.
Thank you so much to Robert for that beautiful meditation. Thank you to Gary for being with us. Thank you to all the people out there listening in and the people in the chat room. And next week it's Richard Harvey, who's also with the Sacred Attention Therapy Project. So please join us then. Well, we're going to bring Robert back on. Are you still there, Robert?
I am, Jan.
Thank you so much. That was absolutely brilliant.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Robert. Love your meditation.
Yeah,
wonderful.
Lovely. It was really, really good. Anyway, we're only going to have time to play out because I don't know where the time goes on this show. It just flies past. So, as I said, next week, Richard Harvey, don't forget to join us for that. And thank you so much to the Angelic Realm for being with us. The beings of light who are all here floating around us. I could just sense them. And we're going to finish with a Bocelli song, which I just absolutely love. And I was going to do Time to Say Goodbye, but I think I'm going to do Canto della Terra. Have you heard that one, Robert?
I haven't. I don't think I have.
I think you might have when you hear it.
Okay.
Is it Irish?
Nearly.
Okay.
Probably more likely to be Italian, but never mind. So thank you once again, everybody, for joining us, and see you next week.
Thank
okay,
you,
here we go then. Okay, well, do you want to just mention your website again quickly?
www.sacredattentiontherapy.com.
Brilliant. Okay, so click on that and check it out. I joined it. It was great. Okay then, good night, God bless everybody. We love you. Bye.
Thank you, everyone. I love you
Bye,
all.
Gary. Thank you.
Si lo so, amore, che io e te forse stiamo insieme solo qualche istante. Zitti, stiamo ad ascoltare il cielo alla finestra, questo mondo che si sveglia e la notte è già così lontana, già lontana. Guarda questa terra che gira insieme a noi, anche quando è buio. Guarda questa terra che gira anche per noi. Sento la tua voce e ascolto.
volto il mare, sembra davvero il tuo respiro, l'amore che mi dai, questo amore che sta lì nascosto in mezzo alle sue onde, a tutte le sue onde, come una barca che guarda questa terra che gira insieme a noi, anche quando